I'll say a big thank you to the guys that helping me conduct worship tonight. I really appreciate them. Appreciate Dylan's song choices. Kind of ties in really well with what I'm going to be speaking on tonight. I know y'all can hear me. This is a little loud. I'm going to step back a little bit. So tonight what I'm going to be talking about is, to an extent, husbands and wives. And I kind of saw this topic as I was looking at the sheet. Seth emailed all these guys who wanted to speak, and I was like, I got time to pick one. I'm not worried about it. A month before I'm going to speak, I was like, okay, let me see what topics are left, fill in my name. And they're all full. I was like, oh, wow, what am I left with? And it's husbands and wives. And of all people to come up here and speak to y'all about husbands and wives, it's a 22-year-old college student who isn't married. So I think I'm going to take a little different approach with this, and hopefully it'll apply to everybody. Being a young person, I look at my parents and their marriage. I look at a lot of older people in their marriage, grandparents, my best friend's parents, recently new friends in college, their parents, and what that relationship looks like. And I look at my relationships in my life, be with my girlfriend or my friends, and what they really mean. I think one thing I look at in these relationships is that as we look for a spouse, as we look for a husband and a wife, we have to do that intentionally. It can't be something that's taken lightly, because this is someone you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And I think even more important than that, after the fact, after we have that boyfriend or girlfriend, after we have that husband and wife, after we've been married 30 some odd years, that intentionality needs to stay. It can't go away. We can't get in a state where we're comfortable. We think all is well, all is good. We've got it made, because each day brings a new challenge. Each year brings a new challenge. Each endeavor you take as a team, as a couple, is a new challenge. And you have to stay intentional in that relationship. And then, of course, you have to stay intentional with your faith. I think a lot of times with my friends, with girlfriend, my parents and their marriage, or even marriages that I've seen, you kind of get comfortable. I mean, we've all been there before. You get in a routine, maybe. I think it's important that we challenge ourselves and our faith, that even though we have found the right someone, even though we have found that spouse that's going to help us get to heaven, we need to make it a daily challenge, a weekly challenge maybe, and just really sit down and study the Word and stay grounded in our faith. Because being a couple is being a team. Your ultimate goal is to get to heaven, and you can't do that by yourself. And I think that's why we have a husband and a wife. That's why we have relationships in general. Because we have someone to lean on. We have team. We have a duo. Talking about husbands and wives. And that person, say you're slacking, and they notice that, and they're like, I know you can be doing better. I know that you're a better person than this. And they keep you rooted and grounded in that faith. And if you are daily challenging one another, that faith can grow and really flourish into something beautiful. I'm going to read some verses from Proverbs. First one's going to be, let's go with Proverbs 18, verse 22. I'm kind of going to go rapid fire, just one after another. Proverbs 18, 22 says, "Who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." And then right after it, chapter 19, verse 14 says, "House and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord." We're going to go 21, verse 9. 21 verse 9 says, "It is better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife." And now the one we probably all know, Proverbs 31. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It is rather lengthy. But I want to hit on a couple, two or three points. The first verse in this passage here, chapter 31, verse 10, says, "An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels." Skip on down to the end. The latter part of verse 30 says, "But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." I look at these verses and I kind of see what a man should look for in a wife. I see, going back to chapter 19, talking about arguing, how we've all heard that verse, "Don't let the sun go down in your anger." That's a very important thing with any relationship, I feel like. Something happens and you have a disagreement, I really think you should talk it out and not end the day on such a sour note. I think that's a big deal. I think you should always be on the same page. at the end of the day, at the start of the day. And also all of these characteristics are being described. I think they apply to men as well. We can't just focus on the women and what we expect from them. I think we need to turn that back on us as men and find out what the women expect of us, what our significant other expects of us in a relationship, because it is two-sided. It's not one person's job to uphold the team. That's why it's a team. You know, it's two people in an effort for the same goal. And I know that Jordan read for us 1 John 4:7, but I'm going to read again just because it's so important with all of this. 1 John 4:7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." I like this verse because in relationship, there's always one defining factor, and it is love. I mean, it's the root of all things good, I feel like. And God even tells us the greater of these is love. God is love. So if you have love, that bond is going to become even stronger. And if you have love that Christ has shown us, I feel like that bond will be inseparable. And I know I'm young. I'm not married. So there's not much advice I can give you from my own experiences. But I think from wisdom that's been passed down to me, I think tonight it'll be very appropriate for me to share that. My dad did a class in my home congregation at Stantonville. And it's kind of based on relationships. And he summed up the class this way with this little list. He said, "Communication is key." Sorry, I've been a little sick. My throat's a little dry. He said, "Communication is key, but how we communicate makes all the difference." I think a lot of times our communication is very empty. We don't really flesh out our expectations. I think in a couple that's very important, because if we don't know what we expect from one another, we're not really moving forward or backwards. We're kind of plateauing and we're not progressing. I think along with this, we can't read each other's minds. It's not a thing where I know you so well, I love you so much, I know what you're thinking. As cool that might be, that's never going to be the case. We can't read minds. We have to know what's going on with one another to be that strong couple, to be that strong team for the Lord. Third one is make lists. Make lists, it saves a lot of time. I know growing up going to Walmart, a lot of y'all have this. You go to Walmart, you walk in without a list, you kind of know what you want to get, know what you don't want to get, and you end up getting two buggies full, and it's like, oh wow, all this stuff I probably didn't need, but I just saw it and I liked it, I got it anyway. And it caused us a lot of frustration because us kids were like, hey, I'm ready to go home and eat. Dad's like, I'm ready to get what I need, get out. And mom's like, we need this, we need this, we got to grab this. And we learn to make a list because that list, we all know what the expectation is. We know it's communicated up front. This is what we're here for. This is what we're going to get. Everybody's on the same page. And those trips to Walmart were so much more fluid, and nobody got in a bad mood. Nobody was upset with one another. Nobody got frustrated. And we were able to act as a team. And I know taking it one step further with my parents, seeing them in their marriage, they make lists a lot for anything, really. My dad's always got a list. My mom's always on top of me about being organized and making a budget with my money. But there's always that list, that organization. And I think that's very key, because not only does that communicate expectations in a relationship, in a couple, in a marriage, but it also allows you to write down and flesh out really what's most important. And that's kind of what I'm hitting at here. The last one I kind of added myself. It's got 2 points. First is stay aware because life flies by. Sorry, my voice is leaving me. Stay aware because life flies by. Second is stay grounded in your faith, and above all, overuse the word love. Like the verse we just read, God is love. Love is the greatest of these. If we stay aware of one another, we don't get complacent, we don't neglect one another, because life is flying by and it's short. It's very short-lived. You could look up one day and 20 years later, you know, your kids are growing up. And I know that's the case with my parents. They look up now and I'm about to be 23, and it's like, where did the time go? I think that's important in a relationship, because the same thing happens. You could look up and 5 years later, it's like, oh, where did the time go? So I think it's very key we stay aware of one another. We stay very consistent in each other's lives and our relationships, because life does fly by. then obviously to sum all this up, we have to stay grounded in our faith and really overuse the word love, because our ultimate goal is to get each other to heaven. And our ultimate goal as a couple is to show love and to grow that faith. I think if we overuse the word love and just tell each other constantly, daily, that we love each other, that's going to play a really huge part in a relationship. So tonight, if you're dealing with anything, I know this is a topic based on relationships, but the invitation is offered. And if there is anything on your heart, on your mind, something you're struggling with, if you want prayers from the church, if you're not yet a Christian and you'd like to put on Christ in baptism, that's what this invitation is for. So if you have any, come, I'll be standing soon.